Swarthmore College Week. Latinx youth is a growing population that faces tough challenges. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Edwin Mayorga, assistant professor of educational studies, explores helping this group now and in the future.
Across the country, Latinxes, or people of Latin American heritage, experience the second highest rates of poverty amongst all racial ethnic groups. The effects of poverty are experienced mostly by Latinx youth, since a large percentage of the U.S. Latinx population is under the age of 25. The struggles and strengths of Latinx youth continue to be overlooked and under-researched, including how poverty, racism, and sexism negatively impact their mental health and overall wellness, and how they creatively develop strategies to deal with these issues. Barrio Ed Project, a participatory action research collaborative that brings together Latinx high school and undergraduate youth, is filling this knowledge gap and advocating for change. We begin with the simple yet undersubscribed premise that youth possess knowledge and skills that best position them to be researchers and activists in their communities. We wanted to better understand the conditions of anxiety and depression that youth and their peers experienced, and especially why so few sought help. The answer to this lies in how normal trauma became for youth. We found that many Latinx youth experience bullying and verbal abuse so frequently, and in such mundane institutionalized contexts like school, that they began to normalize their trauma. Added to this, they felt invisible to authority figures and institutions that are charged with caring for them, and culturally dislocated because of pressures to assimilate. These conditions contributed to the normalization of their experiences with repetitive and historical traumas. The Latinx population is projected to double by 2050. Because of this, the mental health and overall wellness of Latinx youth will be a critical issue to be collectively addressed by researchers, health providers, and the broader public.
That was Edwin Mayorga of Swarthmore College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.